Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're going to be exploring fear. And fear has been front and center in my world for as long as I can remember. I was a really scared kid. I was kind of scared of my own shadow. I was scared of my thoughts. I was scared of my feelings. I was scared of other people. But when you're a kid, you just kind of do your best and, you know, you don't really know what to do about it. And at least in my family, it wasn't something we talked about. It was just like, I just kind of, as far as I knew, everybody was scared. And so what did you do? Well, you know, you acted brave. And you know, the fact that you weren't was like, oh, well, but I'm going to, you know, fake it till I make it. And that was the beginning of my relationship with fear, is it was this secret shame that I had to pretend wasn't there. And that kind of worked for a while. But after a time, it got worse. I got more scared the more I pretended not to be. And so my relationship with fear changed from one of pretending to one of numbing or escaping. So in my teenage years, I did what a lot of teenagers do. I tried to numb myself to fear. I tried to escape from it by kind of spending more time in my head and less time with humans, more time in, whatever I could lose myself in, whatever drug I could take, whatever thing I could drink, whatever might deaden me to this horrible, overwhelming feeling. Now, as you might imagine, all that numbing led to me feeling pretty numb, and that was really kind of at the heart of the depression that I experienced. Is, you know, I often liken depression to a hotel hairdryer. That if you travel a lot like I do, you'll know that hairdryers in hotels tend to have this override switch so that they can't overheat, so you can't accidentally leave the hairdryer on and start a fire. And to my mind, that's how depression worked, at least in me, is my mind was so overheated with all the fearful thinking and all the things I was afraid of that in the end, it just switched off so that it could cool down, so that it could settle. But because I had no idea, that's why there was no energy there. There was no electricity in me anymore. I just called it depression, and then it became a thing. Well, after I sort of started to come back online, I started to come back to life. I still had fear, but I started reading self-help books. And a lot of them talked about feel the fear and do it anyways. Turn fear into power. Use fear as fuel. And so I would do all these exercises and, try to, if you can't, you must, and use the energy of fear to make myself take action. And I kind of had a permanent taste of vomit in my mouth, but I did get a little bit more done. But oh man, did I find life stressful. I was in a constant state of anxiety. As I kind of got on in my life and started becoming more successful and started just being out in the world more, I realized that more often than not, I could ignore fear. And in fact, I discovered that if I asked myself, well, what would I do if I wasn't afraid? I'd invariably get an answer, and then I would just try to do it. So I would feel fear and do it anyways, but I would just do what I would imagine that I would have done had I not been afraid. And that was much better. That still involved a certain amount of vomit in my mouth, but not constant anymore. There was a certain amount of freedom in that. There was a certain amount of fun in that. There was a certain amount of fascination in that, because I was always surprised that when I asked myself, what would I do if I wasn't afraid, something would almost invariably come to mind. And then, in the last 10 years or so, when I came across the principles that I talk about in these podcasts, I thought, what if instead of pretending I don't have it, numbing it, trying to use it as fuel, trying to ignore it, I look to understand it. Not intellectually, but just as best I could to see, well, what's really going on? And I started to see, well, the only thing that fear is made of is thought. We live in the feeling of our thinking, even though it looks like we're living in the feeling of external events. So when I think scary thoughts, I feel fear. And I know that thought comes and goes, that it takes effort to keep thinking the same thing day in, day out. Normally left to its own devices, you know, my mind ricochets from saving the world to having sex with the Swedish volleyball team on a daily basis. So fearful thinking didn't look like something I had to particularly deal with. It looked like something that would just come and go of its own accord if I didn't make a big deal out of it. Because it was ephemeral. It was ethereal. It was made of Plato. It was made of thought. And I began to have a really odd experience that I called absence of. And somebody would come to me, and I found this in my coaching as well, and they would say, "Hi." And I'd go, "Hi, how you doing?" And they go, "Good." And I'd go, "Well, what do you mean? What's going on?" And they'd go, "You know, what's up?" They'd go, "Well, nothing's up." And what they were trying to put words to, what I was trying to put words to for myself, was this feeling like something was missing. And what we realized, my clients and I, is what was missing was the background fear we were so used to living with. And I began to be more fearless. I began to fear less of life. I didn't do it as an act of will. It's just that you have to create fear in order to feel it, right? You have to think yourself into a state of fear. And I wasn't thinking myself into a state of fear as much, so I was fearing less. Now, fearlessness, ironically, is the most undramatic thing in the world, right? We think of fearless as being like brave. And like if, you know, if brave had a musical sting to it, it would be like, ta-da, ta-da-da-da-da-da, right? And fearless, if it had a sort of a musical sound to it, it would be like, right? It's just, we're fearless about most things, right? You know, you're probably fearless about drinking water, right? You just don't feel fear. When you drink water, it's no big deal. You just don't feel it, right? Well, I started to experience that kind of fearlessness more and more of the time. And I noticed that as I felt less fear, I felt more love. I felt more open. My sense of possibility expanded. My creativity got unleashed. And I started to see more and more that without fear, there's a kind of a common sense in how we live our lives. Without fear of imagined futures or memories of pasts that we then project into the future and go, "Oh, I remember the last time I did that. Oh, I don't want to do that again." When we live with less fear, we're more present. And when we're more present, there's a kind of a common sense approach to life that begins to emerge. And life gets kind of easy and a lot more friendly and a lot more fun. So if you would like to experience more fearlessness in your life, if you would like to fear less, here's a couple of suggestions to get you started. The first is, instead of looking to do anything about fear, have a look and see if you can see it for what it is. Now, the catchphrase, the clever catechism, is false evidence appearing real. Now, I don't know, maybe that works for you. For me, that just sounded like a clever catechism. But when I saw that all fear is made of thought, then it was kind of easier for me to watch it come and go, because all my thinking comes and goes. And as it came and went without my intervention, I noticed I spent more and more of my time with less fear and more presence, more common sense. Now, the second thing that you might find helpful is to recognize just how irrelevant fear really is to most of what we do in life. It's irrelevant like the weather is irrelevant to most things. Like, chances are, depending on what you do, you go to work on rainy days same as you go to work on sunny days. Right? You might prefer the sunny days. You might actually prefer the rainy days. My wife does. But it doesn't really have anything to do with whether or not you get on with your day. And when you start to see that fear is as changeable as the weather, but also as out of your control as the weather, right? It's just thought. Sometimes you think scary things and they look real, and sometimes you don't. Then you're kind of free to feel it when you feel it, not feel it when you don't feel it, and get on with your life either way. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll speak with you soon.